I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. A computer fed with raw statistics and data will soon decide who plays in the national championship of college football. The results will be announced on Sunday by the Bowl Championship Series, or BCS. Day to Day's Mike Pesca spoke with Slate's Alan Barra about the possible scenarios for this year's championship.
Alan Barra, who is sitting in the BCS catbird seat?
Well, it depends upon how you mean the question. The number one team, clearly, I think in everybody's estimation, is Oklahoma. The question is who's going to be number two and get a crack at them in the championship game. And that's between Southern California and Louisiana State University, which I think is absurd because almost everybody agrees that Southern Cal is the second best team and maybe the number one team in the country.
Well, you can't really say that Southern Cal is number one if Oklahoma has zero losses and Southern Cal has one. That wouldn't be fair.
That depends on a lot of things. It depends on relative strength of schedule, how much they've won their games by. No, I wouldn't doubt that Oklahoma deserves right now to be ranked number one, but I think it's equally absurd to deny that Southern Cal deserves a crack at the number one team.
Well, you just spoke of strength of schedule, and that's one of the things that the BCS computer tries to calculate for. One of the things that they do is they take into account your opponent's strength of schedule. So let's take LSU's example, because I think it points to a pretty absurd thing in the BCS computer. If LSU beats Georgia, that's their next opponent. Well, that's good because for LSU, because LSU has a win. And Georgia's a tough team. However, because they beat Georgia, LSU gives Georgia an extra loss, and that loss makes Georgia seem like less of a good team. So it doesn't help LSU as much as it would if Georgia didn't have the loss, but the only way for Georgia not to have the loss was LSU to lose. It seems like something out of Lewis Carroll.
That's a logical absurdity. It's more out of Kafka, I think. Let me give you another logical absurdity. You have two teams, according to the BCS system, that play precisely the same schedule and wind up with the same one-loss record. Team A wins every game by 1 point. Team B wins every game by 3 touchdowns. Yet, according to the BCS system, they should be ranked precisely at the same level because you don't take into account margin of victory.
Now, I would guess that the reason that they did that was because some teams used to run up the score, and so you'd have to throw out scores of 80 to nothing. But was the BCS overcorrecting for that effect?
I think so. I think coaches and writers by this time understand that when a team would win 78 to nothing or something, that you couldn't take the 78-point margin of victory into effect. Ohio State, in fact, was one of the teams that was accused of doing this back in the late 60s. People I know, computer programmers, called it the Ohio State effect. You would do what they call collapsing the score. After you reached, say, 28 points ahead, they wouldn't give you credit for anything more than that. I think that was more than sufficient to take care of that problem. I don't know why they would go to the lengths of throwing out margin of victory altogether.
So do you think the problem is that there is a computerized way to figure it out, or do you think the problem is that this particular computerized way just has a lot of the things wrong?
I don't blame the people that do the computers. The problem is BCS politics, everybody telling them what their rankings are supposed to mean or what they're supposed to allow their computers to figure. Have the computers out there, print the information, then let the writers and the coaches make their choice. I'm for going back, turning back the clock about 15, 20 years at least.
Alan Barra writes the Sports Nut column for Slate, and he talks about sports with us on Day to Day very often. Thanks a lot, Alan.
Thank you.